Readers Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, hello and welcome to Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English, and tonight's show is going to be a mystery in and of itself, and a little bit of a thriller, at least for me, because let me tell you what's going on. Is tonight's guest is actually traveling and on a train and getting ready to go into a tunnel. So we're not exactly sure how long our connection will last, but we are going to make the best of it. So let me get started. His early fascination with rifles became a lifelong devotion to excellence in marksmanship with high-power rifles. He has won numerous competitions throughout the southwestern United States, including a gold medal at the 1995 Excellence in Competition match at the Nevada State Championship and a first-place victory at the 1994 Arizona State Championship. We'll talk about Amazon in a minute. A 1,000-yard service rifle match. Currently, Andrew holds the classification of master in the NRA's high power rifle ranking system. Andrew Peterson began writing fiction in 1990. He sold a short story, Mr. Haggerty's Stop, to San Diego Writers Monthly in October 1992. His debut novel, First to Kill, was published by Dorchester Publishing, and in May of 2011, his second novel, now a series called the McBride Series, Forced to Kill, reached number 6 on Amazon. See, I said we'd get back to Amazon. Now Andrew is releasing his third novel, Option to Kill. Please welcome Andrew Peterson. Welcome, Andy.
Oh, thank you, Sheila.
So this will be exciting for both of us. I mean, we could totally write a thriller just for the show. You know, you're entering a dark tunnel. We don't know if communications will last. You know, we could come up with something really interesting.
Well, you know, it's really funny. We've had our interview planned here for a while, like, I don't know, months now, and it's a 32-hour train ride, right, from where I'm going, and it has to be at that exact moment, bro, but we'll see what happens.
I know that's really very comical, that all this planning, this long ride, it's like, oh, yeah, you'll just kick back in the train and we'll chat, and then they announce you're going to go into a tunnel right during the show. That's,
you know, yeah. Sheila, it's gotten really dark outside the train right now.
Oh, no.
So I don't know how much longer we'll talk here.
Well, I think we're losing you, but just so that everyone knows, Andy's got about 10 minutes in the tunnel.
I can't hear you.
We're fading fast, and into the dark, mysterious tunnel he goes, and he will be back with us in about 10 minutes, and we're going to talk about his book and all the exciting things that are going on with him. Before we get too far, though, let me let our listeners know that we do have the live chat session open. We have about 10 minutes. You can send lots of questions in that amount of time before Andy gets back with us. And also, you can call in if you would like to chat with us. The number is 646-200-4071. Now, after the show, you can go to readersentertainment.com and check out the blog that will accompany this podcast, and we'll make sure that we have some, you know, some URLs up there and some other interesting tidbits, little extras for you. And for those of you who like to check out our guest website, you can go to www.andrewpeterson.com. Now, since we're going to be waiting on Andy to get back with us, what I thought we would do is I just want to talk a little bit about Option to Kill. I'm very excited. We're talking that this book has just gone up on Amazon. I'm talking hours old, not even a full day old, and it's something very unique. And so I thought, you know, let's go take a look. If you look at if you go to Amazon and search for Option to Kill by Andrew Peterson, it's going to come up right now. It's $1.99 on Kindle, and it looks like he's already got some reviews up there, which are very exciting, a 5-star review. So we'll take a look at what that says as well. We might as well, because if he's not here to talk to, we should be talking about him, right? And that's the way that we roll. Let me talk a little bit about the book description. It says, there's a disclaimer on here. says this book is a Kindle serial. Kindle serials are stories published in episodes, which is something that Andy will talk to us about in a little bit, with future episodes delivered at no additional cost. And I just want to loop back to right now, if you go and you get this, it's $1.99. And so as the additional episodes come out, you're not paying anything extra. You just pay that $1.99. So that's exciting. This serial currently contains one episode out of an estimated 8 total episodes, and new episodes will be delivered every 2 weeks. Now, one thing that we'll get clarification on from Andrew is if you wait 8 weeks, can you go and get all of them at once? I know we have a lot of power readers out there who like to sit down and read. You know, they can read a book a day or in a weekend, and some people don't like to wait. But for those of you who travel, this is why I really like the idea of the Kindle serial, which is new. Serials are not new. As a matter of fact, Andrew was telling me before the show that serialized stories actually started back in the Victorian era, so that's interesting. But, you know, the more modern Kindle serials are pretty new, so that's exciting. But what's really nice about that is, you know, if you're somebody who travels, or let's say you don't get a whole lot of time to read, you know, it's nice. You can just take it at your own pace. It gives you something to look forward to, and you can kind of plan when those things come out. And it will automatically download to your Kindle or your Kindle app. So you don't have to go back to the Amazon store and download it again. It's just going to push it out to you. It's, you know, it's almost like getting yourself a gift every couple of weeks. So, you know, you're kicking back and you find you have some time, you can just pick up your Kindle or access your Kindle app, and there you go. You've sent yourself a gift, and it's a nice little surprise, all for $1.99. And currently that is an 80% savings. So I do encourage you to go ahead and get it now, even if you wait a few weeks till it's all there. Since you're not having to go back and get it, that would be really easy to do, but that way you get that special price. So I do encourage you to go ahead and download that. So let me read a little bit about the book description for you. Nathan McBride, the most brutally effective thriller hero to appear in years, which that's a quote by Ridley Pearson, author of Killer Weekend, returns in the third installment of one of the best new series in thriller fiction. When Nathan McBride receives a text message from someone who claims she's been kidnapped, it triggers a deadly chain of events that has the potential to haunt him for the rest of his life. Nathan will soon learn that nothing from his past could ever prepare him for the crisis he'll soon be facing. The girl's name is Lauren, and she's just 12 years old. With virtually no experience with children, Nathan's patience and compassion are about to be tested to their limits. In a violent confrontation, Nathan rescues Lauren from her kidnapper, but as he unravels Lauren's story, he realizes his troubles are only beginning. She says she's in the witness security program and doesn't trust the U.S. Marshals because she thinks they're complicit in her abduction. Not only that, her stepdad was murdered last night. In a desperate and unlikely alliance, Nathan and Lauren must stay one step ahead of her kidnapper and the brutal mercenaries who will kill anyone who gets in their way. Played out over the course of 36 lightning-fast hours, Nathan and Lauren must learn to trust each other or they won't survive. That sounds very exciting, and for those of you who are already a fan of the series, this is going to knock your socks off. And of course, Nathan McBride is an amazing hero and very layered character, and we will talk about him in a little bit once we get Andrew back on the phone. There is an episode list, as an additional episode will be delivered every 2 weeks until the book is complete. New episodes will be added to the same book on your Kindle. Keeping Your Place and Retaining Your Notes and Highlights. Episode 1, released today, September 6th, 2012, is 44 pages. So you get a pretty good chunk right out of the gate. Nathan McBride receives a cryptic text message containing his secret operative name from someone named Lauren, who says she's been kidnapped. How does she know who he is? Is this for real? And if so, can he save her? So all of that is very exciting. There are some editorial reviews on here that I will share with you, including and about the author. And we'll talk a little bit about Andy more than what we have in our introduction in just a little bit. But he was born and raised in San Diego, California. Andrew Peterson attended La Jolla High School before enrolling at the University of Oklahoma, where he received a Bachelor of Science degree in architecture. And I find that very interesting that his degree is in architecture. And most of the information, the rest of the information on here is something that we did in the intro. But this I thought was interesting, and I didn't have this, but I wanted to share it. When he's not writing, Andrew enjoys scuba diving, target shooting, flying helicopters, hiking and camping, and an occasional round of golf. Andrew and his wife Carla live in Monterey County, California. So very interesting, diverse, and adventurous person, the perfect kind of person to be writing a thriller. I did see that there is a 5-star review already posted, and this is by C. Martinez, and it says, Peterson creates another interesting situation for McBride. I found myself fascinated with the story as it is written, with the reader only knowing what Nathan knows. Nathan's interaction with Lauren is intriguing. Since I'm reviewing the first serial episode, I can't wait to find out what's in store for them in the next episode. The cliffhanger ending of this episode is making me a nail biter until I know what happens. So here we go. People have already started downloading the book and reading that first 44 pages and coming back to let other people know whether it's worth it or not. And so far we've got a resounding thumbs up. So, you know, I'm really interested to find out what you think about the entire idea of having a serialized book and what Amazon is doing. This is, again, this is pretty groundbreaking, you know, for Amazon, and I think, you know, we'll probably see more of this. But I wanted to go ahead and talk a little bit more about Andrew Peterson. Go ahead and if you can join me on andrewpeterson.com, you know, you can take a look at his other books. He has First to Kill and Forced to Kill. First to Kill, which is the first in the Nathan McBride series. We can talk a little bit about that. Here's a description for the first book in the series, and you do not need to read these in order. I think it's probably a little more interesting to read this first book just because you get a little backstory, a little history going on, and I think it helps you to invest in the character, you know, invest emotionally and care about the character to kind of see these first books. But definitely you don't have to read them in order to enjoy Option to Kill. So First to Kill, the description is when a deep cover federal agent disappears along with a ton of Semtex explosives, the former director of the FBI calls in a personal favor. The missing agent is his grandson, and he's desperate to learn the truth, even if it involves bending the rules. Trained Marine Scout sniper and CIA operations officer Nathan McBride had put the violence of his past behind him, or so he thought. Off the books, Nathan's asked to determine the fate of the missing federal agent and recover the explosives. But something deeper is going on, a lot deeper. Soon after Nathan accepts the assignment, he finds himself trapped between a ruthless adversary with a blood-chilling plan and a high-ranking federal officer's federal officials who will stop at nothing to see their own brand of justice. So that's First to Kill. And obviously we learn a little bit about Nathan's background. He's a trained Marine Scout sniper and a CIA operations officer. So that makes him very interesting. Then the next book in the series is Forced to Kill. I'll give you just a little bit about that. The description says, bravery, honor, sacrifice. These are more than mere words to former Marine sniper Nathan McBride. He's never backed away from danger, and he's not about to start now, even if it means confronting the cold-blooded interrogator who tortured him to the brink of death more than a decade ago. When a mutilated body is discovered in a remote Utah lake, it ignites a chain of events that forces Nathan to face a dark chapter from a past he's worked hard to forget. Could his Nicaraguan enemy be active again on American soil? The evidence is clear, but the stakes are high, and Nathan can know. In a showdown that will test Nathan's understanding of justice and mercy, he'll have to make a life-or-death decision that has the potential to expose and destroy people at the highest levels of government. So that's an introduction to the Nathan McBride series, a little bit about First to Kill and Forced to Kill. Both, of course, are available on Amazon, and they are also available on Audible.com for those of you who like to listen to books. And there are a couple of quotes here that I think are worth sharing. David Dunn, author of The Black Silence, says of First to Kill that it is a high-powered thriller from a magnum force writer. And I think that's fun, especially given Andrew Peterson's background himself. And then here's an exciting one. Brad Thor, number one New York Times best-selling author of Foreign Influence, and Brad Thor is an amazing writer himself. He says of Forced to Kill, the second book in the series, says an absolutely bone-chilling thriller, equal parts Stephen Hunter and Thomas Harris. Imagine Bob Lee Swagger going after Hannibal Lecter, and you'll have only scratched the surface of this intensely exciting novel. Forced to Kill will haunt you long after you read its last brilliantly plotted page. And that comes from one of the masters. So that's also very exciting to get those kinds of quotes for his series. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take a look around a little bit more on Andrew's site and tell you a little bit about the site, because I really want to encourage you to join me and check it out. Andrew actually has a blog, and you can go and find out some more interesting information there. I see that the McBride series was reviewed at spyguysanddolls.com, and you can go to www.spyguys.com. AndDolls.com and check that out. And he is also on Facebook. So if you would like to join him on Facebook, you can do that. And he does interact over there, and that's at facebook.com/andrew.peterson.author. And looks like he's got a lot of things going on over there. So definitely stop by and check that out. And then back to his website. Like I said, he's got the blog. He is on Twitter, and you can follow him there. And then we learn a little bit more about him. There's actually a lot to Andrew Peterson. So you know, if you stop by, definitely check out about the author. And then he has a little something about his books, and you can contact him. So, you know, and he enjoys getting fan mail. He and I have talked times, and you know, he's very excited any time that he hears from a reader who has enjoyed the books or has something to share about the books. So definitely head over. And and see him there. So there's lots of different ways to contact Andy, and he does do a lot of events, and hopefully he'll be out of the dead zone of the tunnel here pretty soon. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show, so he's been gone a little longer than he thought he would. He may have. It's possible that he came out on the other side and did hit the Twilight Zone and will not be able to join us. And if that's the case, we're going to invite him to come back and hopefully catch up with us during the release of one of these episodes so that we can, I think it would be really interesting to find out maybe about halfway through this how it's going, how that's working out, and if he's had any feedback from other people, you know, from the readers about what that experience is like to get, you know, so many pages every couple of weeks. And I would be really interested to find out how many people are reading the moment that that serial comes out, the moment that that episode is released. Are they reading it right then, or are there a lot of people who are like me? I'm a DVR person. I'll go ahead and wait so that I can just, you know, sit, you know, in one sitting and have it all. So I think there are probably a little bit of both, but I would definitely be interested in finding out what it is that people, you know, seem to like or not like about the delivery method of this book, and as well as, you know, by that time we'll have some more reviews and possibly have some readers calling in and talking about what they love about Option to Kill or about Nathan McBride. Now, I've known Andy for, I want to say about five, maybe even, you know, I think 5 years. And we met at Thriller Fest through the International Thriller Writers Organization. They have a conference every year in the summer in New York City called Thriller Fest. And part of that is Craft Fest and Agent Fest. And if you are a thriller writer, I highly recommend that you Google that. You can just go to thrillerfest.org and you can find out more about that organization. But it was really great. I met Andy there, and I know that he's worked with ITW for a long time. He gives a lot of his own time to help other people. He's very supportive to other writers, and he also did a lot with a USO tour, and I would love for him to talk a little bit more about that as well, and let you learn about that. He's also been in Suspense magazine several times. So for those of you who get Suspense magazine, you probably know all about the USO tour and his trip to Afghanistan. With there were so many people, so many authors who gave their time to go over there, just wanting to help. Do what they can for our soldiers, and I know that that's something that's very near and dear to Andrew's heart. So that's exciting. You know, it's exciting to see authors who give their free time, you know, just to just to do what they can with their own skill sets and give back to the soldiers. So that's exciting. I also saw. I see Andy at the RT convention, the RT Book Lovers Convention, and he's there each year. And even though RT is probably best known for romance books and graphic novels, they have really embraced thriller writers and have a track just for thriller writers. And Andy is a wonderful speaker. He's on a lot of different panels. And so if you attend attend either the Book Lovers Convention or Thriller Fest, and Andy's there on a panel, I highly recommend that you stop by to, you know, listen in and go meet him afterwards, shake his hand, say hello, and tell him I sent you over. We have about 5 minutes left, and I am going to stay on here till the very bitter end, just in case he's able to call back on. So in the meantime, I will go back to take a look at Option to Kill, and I just want to make sure that you got the message that if you get Option to Kill right now, it's $1.99. That's all you're going to pay for it. The additional episodes when they come in, there's no additional money to that. Right now, you're saving about $8. It's an 80% discount if you get the get this book right now. And so I recommend that you do that. And again, this is a serial. It is officially called a Kindle serial. And we're really excited to see how that goes. I know that now I don't have a Kindle, but I do have the Kindle app on my iPad. So I will definitely take advantage of that. And we'll be picking that up today. This has just come out today, so this is pretty much hot off the press, and you can take advantage of that. And since Andy's not here for me to ask, how long this is going to be on sale, I will try and get that information for you. I'll get some additional information for you. We'll put that on the blog that's going to accompany this podcast. And maybe get him to do a little Q&A for us later on. He is actually on his way to his family vacation, believe it or not, which is why he's on the train and currently not able to call in with us. He is somewhere, I believe, in Colorado. So it was very nice of him to try this. And like he said, with the very few minutes that we actually had him on the show, we've had this planned for months. And it wasn't supposed to be a big deal. He was going to be on the train for like 20-something hours, maybe even 30 hours. And so we thought, well, shoot, we could talk, for an hour, and it would help him kill a little time on his trip, and we could sit and chat. And unfortunately, as the fates would have it, the only time that there was going to be no signal on this extremely long trip ends up to happen right at the very beginning of our show, which is unfortunate. But like I was telling Andy in the beginning, this becomes my own personal little thriller as I'm sitting here trying to determine, how much to say and how much to wait to say, because I don't want to give too much away so that we can have him come back and join us and talk about some of this stuff. And let him tell you himself. It's some really exciting stuff going on. I'm so thrilled for Andy. His first two books did so extremely well on Amazon that Amazon contacted him and made him an offer through their publishing arm, which is Thomas and Mercer. And it's almost like, the people have spoken. So many people got the first and second book on Amazon. The Amazon sat up and took notice and said, who is this guy and how can we sign him up? So I think that really speaks highly of Andrew Peterson's writing, of his work, of his storytelling ability. And on top of all of that, he is one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. He really, truly is one of the good guys. And I think that's going to be it. We're getting ready to sign off here in just a moment. So please know that we will have him come back, and we have lots of questions for him. And as soon as he gets back from being on vacation, we'll hit him up and have him come back. I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. And don't forget to find us at readersentertainment.com. Stop by and leave a comment, a question. And, of course, I'll let you know when we have Andy come back. I'm Sheila English, your host. Happy reading.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.